Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
Ah, that's what when they said in Minnesota.
Good night.
And they got their wish weeks before Christmas. 14 inches of snow, 300 plus crashes before noon. My oh my. And that's where we start America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Snow blanketing the Midwest, but especially Minneapolis, St. Paul. That's where they really got smacked with blizzard conditions at one point. Also across the Dakotas and into Wisconsin as well. And of course, here at the GCN Network, I'm in a satellite facility, but the mothership, they are there. Such hardy people, Minnesotans are. They have things cranked up. Nobody missed work, including a very dedicated Matt Johnson. Matt, what was it like when you woke up? Was it blizzardy? Is that what it looked like when you looked out the window?
It started Friday, and we got a little appetizer. We got probably like an inch on Friday, and then Saturday night is when the big storm kind of came through. And I was up a little late Saturday night, so I saw what I was in for. We got probably about 4 or 5 inches last night, and then throughout the day it's just been nonstop. And I was telling you off air, it normally takes me about 20, 25 minutes to get here on a Sunday, and it took me about an hour today. So that's kind of what I was dealing with, and everyone needs their apple cider or hot chocolate or whatever you got going on to enjoy the snowfall.
All right, so how about that? Significant, but as they say in the Twin Cities, I was reading a quote from the Twin Cities National Weather Service, meteorologist Jacob Balich, I think his name is. He said, it's significant, this is a quote from him, it's significant but not mind-blowing or biblical.
It's not a true snow-nami.
So I like that. And Matt and I were talking off the air, folks, so you know, just to put this in perspective, as he said, the worst storm that he can remember is the one where we had the collapse of the Metrodome in 2010. And I remember that well. Obviously, we were doing the show here, America Tonight. And that's kind of the benchmark, I guess, now is when the Metrodome's part of that collapse.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of snow, don't get me wrong, but it's not in, like, the worst I've ever seen, top 10, that kind of a thing. So I think it's a lot of snow, but it's not, you know, like they said, it's not mind-blowing, you know.
All right, we just not mind-blowing.
We keep rolling up here. I tell you, we're hardy.
Definitely hardy. Couldn't do anything about the flights. 150 flights were canceled. But other than that, as the day wore on, the crashes were early, and things started to get cleaned up. And certainly, there, you know, that's a crazy amount of snow. In Wisconsin, they had 3 to 5 inches of snow by Sunday night. The National Weather Service is discouraging travel until Monday. So keep that in mind for the rest of us across this great nation. If you have any business in Minneapolis, you might want to check to make sure your flight is on, depending on where it's from. So that's pretty big. First significant, really, snow that we've been talking about. Yes, there's been snow in other areas, but this is a pretty big one. While you were sleeping, watching the football games or doing various other things, hopefully kicking back and chillaxing over the weekend, former President George H.W. Bush is in a Houston hospital. He's been there for now 3 weeks. He's got terrible bronchitis, and of course, when you're older, the worry is always, will you catch pneumonia? So it's something to keep an eye on, because he's been there so long, they wouldn't have him at the hospital for that length of time if they weren't a little bit concerned about what was happening with the ex-prez. You know, you don't hear too much about him. He certainly, in his younger days, he had pretty amazing health, but he's 88 years old. And so over the past couple of days, they're saying, look, his condition, because everybody always wants to know what the doctors are going to say, they say that his condition is improving, but they're just not in a hurry to release them because they want to be careful about that. And 3 weeks is a pretty significant amount of time. Bronchitis can turn into other things. There's always the possibility, like I said, of pneumonia, so they're not taking any chances. All right, speaking of not taking any chances, how about this? Republicans are getting ready for the debt ceiling fight, but what else is new? This is all we're talking about. Fiscal cliffs, debt ceilings, lift or not to lift, all this other nonsense. And some heavy lifting actually is being discussed and happened over the weekend. When I say heavy lifting, it seems as though now the Republicans who dug their heels in and said there is just no way we're going to agree to raising taxes are now getting ready to possibly cave in on taxes. John Boehner and the Prez getting ready for the for a big conversation. I guess they've had several conversations. They met to discuss the whole cliff thing and talk about where we're headed. It was a private deal, so not much came out of it. Everybody was trying to peel apart what happened on Sunday, because this was a Sunday meeting, and I guess they're talking about subsequent meetings, whether they're going to have a few more. But apparently, in this situation of taxes, no taxes, what happens to the middle class? What about that 250,000 mark that's considered to be the wealthy, or at least the line of demarcation? So in the meeting, what was the number? What was discussed? And because things are starting to leak out that the Republicans are willing to budge on taxes, they're willing to crack open the door to raising rates, that tells me that more and more Republicans are starting to fall like dominoes on this issue. And does that result in more of a deficit reduction? What happens? Because taxes will go across the board. They will rise on every single person in this country in 22 days. Basically, 22 days. That's what happens to everybody. So who holds the most cards? Who holds the most cards in this? It seems that the shift has definitely now happened in the direction of the Democrats, that, you know, maybe the president has some leverage because this is part two for him and there's no more concern over getting elected. Well, will the Republicans let the rates go on the top 2%? I would assume that this is what's going to happen, because I don't believe the Prez is going to budge on the top 2%. And then if the Republicans move on that, budge on that, will they get the entitlement cuts that they're looking for? Something to think about. Should the tax increases even be part of a fiscal deal? The problem is, I think everybody thinks that we are overtaxed. We are taxed too much. You may find some people who would say, nah. You know, the taxes haven't gone up in a long time, so if they have to go up a little bit, then that's fine. I mean, we're willing to pay our fair share. But I think most people feel as though we're already taxed too much, so that's why taxes are such a dirty word. Coming up on America Tonight, this hour, we're going to look at that again at the tail end of the hour. But also, we have our daily re-rack coming up. And this is one of the co-founders of Stand Up to Cancer. With cancer being so prevalent now, I thought it was worth having all of you hear what she had to say about what Stand Up to Cancer is doing to combat that. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list.
Ho, ho, ho!
For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Those nooks and crannies I'm so fond of. How often do we say on the show that I have never met anyone that hasn't been touched by cancer in some way? Either they're a cancer survivor, someone in their family is a cancer survivor, or they're battling cancer right now. I mean, there's a lot of scenarios out there. I think I've mentioned this story. Sadly, my mother is waging her own war on colon cancer. It was such a shock to our family because she had been healthy her entire life and is relatively young. So Stand Up to Cancer is a great organization. It's certainly on the map now for what they're doing fundraising-wise and what they're trying to do research-wise with scientists from really different disciplines across a bunch of institutes, which to me is, you know, music to my ears, because that's the idea, research and coming up with those new therapies for patients to get to them quickly and hopefully save some lives. So check this out. They've got a campaign going on that's called Ugly Sweater Holiday. Very excited to have in the wings Rusty Robertson, is co-founder of Stand Up to Cancer. She's with us now. Hey, Rusty, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to talk to you, and I want to help your mother, so call me after this, because that's what we do.
All right, so tell me, tell me who came up with this brilliant idea of the Ugly Sweater Holiday Campaign, and tell us what it's all about.
Well, it actually was one of our co-founders, and, you know, it's very interesting. You know, if we actually tell everybody that Stand Up to Cancer, because we're collaborative, and we brought, you know, scientists together from all over the world, one of our co-founders got together with our the head of our digital team, and we really wanted to do what we always do, that we've got good news, that for the first time we can actually say that in this lifetime you will be able to have people that you love live with a disease instead of die from it. So with this good news motion, we thought, what's funny about Christmas that we could add something that would make it even funnier and raise money at the same time? And everybody knows somebody who wears an ugly holiday sweater. I think that everybody I've talked to, which is like about 100 already, and we said, why don't we create and inspire this ugly holiday sweater trend that would encourage people to create teams by visiting SU2C, which is StandUp2Cancer.org/ugly, and you could actually build your own ugly sweater profile and then have other people send in pictures that you know and see how much money that you can raise. And or you could actually host an ugly sweater party and encourage all of your guests to give a suggested donation, but they have to come to the party by wearing an ugly sweater. I have to tell you, I can't tell you her name, but there's this same other co-founder, Pam Williams. We both know of a very, very prominent producer here in Los Angeles. And I have to tell you something. Every Christmas, I don't think I have ever seen sweaters like she wears. Seriously. She does not know. And someday, maybe she could get this hint. I'll have to tell her because her party is this Saturday. I have to tell her that, you know what, she was really my inspiration for getting behind this because she's got the ugliest sweaters in the world.
Yeah, I love, what a great idea. You said it, Rusty, who doesn't know somebody who doesn't wear ugly sweaters and they don't know? You know, there's a television show, What Not to Wear, and they feasted upon those ugly sweaters that you're talking about.
I didn't know that, really?
Yes.
Well, I think the thing is, and you know, we're not trying to make fun of everybody.
Sure.
But, you know, I think everybody, no matter how fashionable, everybody kind of dons, whether it's a funky hat or a sweater, you know, whether it's just with the family or the kids or to dress up like Santa Claus, or all of a sudden you'll have, you know, sweaters that actually sing songs, or you'll have, you know, some big scene where, you know, the heads of animals are all popping up and down. And we just decided to always try to smile at the fact that Stand Up to Cancer, and recognizing that 1,500 people are dying a day from this disease, but We have brought scientists and oncologists and technologists, and now we're bringing all of innovation together to finally talk to each other. So it's not just about colon cancer. It's the breast cancer team working with the colon cancer, working with pancreatic cancer, because what we found is that if you all come together, then that's the way cancer will be no more. So in taking that, we said, what better way to have fun over the holidays but to have everybody go into your closets or ask your aunt or ask somebody you know and come and have and create a team of the ugly sweater, you know, for this holiday season to support Stand Up to Cancer.
Yeah, I love the idea. Tell me about, Rusty, tell me about your involvement, how it would be interesting to the listeners, as I think while we have you here. Tell us more about Stand Up to Cancer and what you're most proud of since you started this organization.
Well, you know, we just turned 4 last May, which is really kind of crazy, but we've been working on it for about 5.5 years. And, you know, I was fortunate enough, actually, to be one of the founding people for Susan G. Komen and Race for the Cure when Nancy's Brinker's sister died. Mm. And a lot of other breast cancer and wonderful groups have come together after that. And when one of my mentors, his wife, a big television producer, and we were producing some shows together, got breast cancer, it was about 25 years after we, you know, Komen had started, we realized that cancer was being treated the same way 25 years later, or really even 30 or 35 years later, than it was in the beginning. Cut out the cancer and kill the body. And we thought, you know, we work in a world out here of documentarians, journalists, you know, movie producers, television producers. What could we do with the entertainment industry and get together with the Entertainment Industry Foundation that will mobilize the networks and come out for the first time and tell the world that if we all join together, we can really do something special with you know, against cancer. And Laura Ziskin was a very, very dear friend of mine, and she obviously is the producer of the Spider-Man trilogy,
mm-hmm.
and the producer of As Good As It Gets and Pretty Woman and the Academy Awards. And we all sat in a room with Sherry Lansing and Katie Kirk, Lisa Paulson, Sue Schwartz, myself, Kathleen Lobb, Ellen Ziffrin, and Noreen Fraser, and we said, do you think we could get the networks to do something for a disease? And Katie said, well, you know, when I was at the Today Show, because at this time she was leaving and going to CBS, you know, Jeff Zucker is a two-time colon cancer survivor, and we said, well, let's give it a whirl. And we went to Ann Sweeney, and we went to Jeff, and we went to all the networks, and the next thing we knew is they said, yes, of course, having Laura, having produced the Academy Awards, they felt very safe that the show was going to be making cancer entertaining. And then we said, but we have to do something different. So we got together with the American Association of Cancer Researchers, and on a January, gosh, I guess this is 5 years ago, no, it was in November, because it was right before Thanksgiving, we had one whole side with all of us, and we'd already had initial conversations with the networks, and on one other side of a big boardroom table were scientists that were brought together by the American Association for Cancer Researchers, which is really a global organization. They're about 102 years old, and they brought all the most wonderful scientists, and, you know, very rarely do you get people from the entertainment industry actually even sitting across from scientists, and in that day, which lasted all day, we said, can we come up with a model, a funding model, that would bring together a collaborative effort from all different cancers? Because how many times have you said, you know, you get a call, do you want to donate mm-hmm. to this cancer? And they say, oh, no, I only do breast cancer. Oh, I only do colon. Oh, I only do pancreatic. Yeah. We realized that we had to stop what we call balkanizing the body parts, and we needed to have all these people talk together, and that funding model came out of this meeting with, you know, Dr. Slayman, who had created and discovered Herceptin, and Dr. Ray DuBois, who at that point was the provost of MD Anderson, to technology, to engineers, to oncology. And we said, you mean you guys don't talk to each other? And they said, Rusty, we don't even talk to each other from one floor of a hospital to another, because we're afraid we're going to lose money, and we're afraid we're going to lose intellectual property. We said, wait a minute, what if we could raise, how much money would we have to raise? And they said, if you could raise $100 million, we would be able to move the needle, and then in 3 years, which is what we allotted, we would be able to translate these teams that we would take the money, send out for proposals, and on the show, make a promise, which is what we did in 2008, and then come back every other year in 2010 and 2012 with progress.
And we're going to be back with more Rusty Robertson in just a second here on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference?
CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Rusty Robertson.
We raised in that first show $100 million, and they sent out for proposals. And before you know it, we had really seven dream teams. We had five, but we merged two pancreatic and two breasts. And then we realized we had made it when we heard them in our first meeting saying, you mean you spent $2 million on that, and I was about to spend three, and you already knew it didn't work. So then it started, and it took a long time for people to get comfortable to share in real time data. And we built this, you know, informatics so everybody can go on, and they have stringent rules that the scientific advisory committee put together. So our job was to go to the public and say, when you donate to Stand Up to Cancer, 100% of the public's money will go to Stand Up to Cancer Dream Teams. And we succeeded, and we found out that scientists started to adore sharing data. And now we've moved into technology, and now we've moved into taking technology with engineering and bringing in oncologists. And on every single dream team, whether it's breast cancer, colon, pancreatic, or a technology we came up with, which is a really cool chip that can find out, God forbid, if your cancer comes back exactly where it is out of a billion cells. Where that one cell is. They were able to do this within 1 year they started seeing great results. After the third year, which was our show, we had promised that we would have patience as the stars, because we have over 300 major celebrity ambassadors, from, you know, Julia Roberts to Meryl Streep to George Clooney to Will Smith to all the musicians in the world, to Coldplay and Gwyneth. And we said, but in the third show, they're going to be in the phone bank on the side, and the real winners are going to be the stories of the patients that are alive today in our third show. And we did it. And now we're in our fourth year, and we're now moving into faster translational science. That means it translates from the bench of a scientist to the bedside of a patient within 3 years. And on every team, you have someone with the disease looking at those scientists. And they are treated, I don't care how many awards they've won and what they've done, they are treated like little kids again. They have to report in, they have to have meetings every 6 months, and our scientific advisory committee and then our management committee has really done their job with the science, and we have engaged people all over the world. And that's why we have so many comedians, and that's why we have so many actors and so many musicians. We said, how can we not just become another, you know, give to Stand Up to Cancer for Christmas? That's when we said, let's do something that's indicative of who we are, a little out of the box, a little funny, a little crazy, a little innovative. And we said, let's do a ugly holiday sweater trend and have Stand Up to Cancer Ugly Sweater campaign that started on December 1st and goes to the 31st. And anybody who supports us can build their own ugly sweater profile, but you gotta go to SU2C.org/ugly, and then find out how many of your friends will pledge, and they can take a picture of themselves and then share it online, or have an ugly sweater party and encourage all the guests to give a donation to Stand Up, and get on Facebook and get on Twitter and take Instagrams, and you can also do an Instagram with the hashtag #PoundUglySweater and get a lot of information, or go to our website and see some of the coolest public service announcements and more information on how we got started, because now Stand Up to Cancer is here to stay, and we're going global. We have our show, our third show in the Netherlands. We just finished our show in London. We did a huge project in Mexico, and I'm opening up Stand Up to Cancer Moscow on December 17th. We're working with hospitals there so they can get what we have here.
Wow.
So it's become a movement. It has become the coolest thing any of us have ever done. It's taken over our lives. But it's the biggest grassroots movement I've ever been a part of. And it's just, you know, and the one thing I want your listeners to know is, go to standuptocancer.org, read about it. If you have any questions, email us and ask us any questions, because we have such a wealth of scientists all over the world that we need to share second and third opinions with everybody. Nobody should be alone, and we're here for everybody. But you got to send me a picture this month in an ugly sweater.
I love it. Such passion. Oh, just terrific what you've been able to do. Rusty Robertson, co-founder of Stand Up to Cancer. Check it out. As she said, participate, folks, and don't be afraid to certainly go to the website, standuptocancer.org. Rusty, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
And you know what? I'll be praying for your mom, and if you have any questions or need anything, don't hesitate to call. We are here for you.
Rusty, thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great holiday.
You too.
Put your ugly sweater on.
I will. Thanks,
all
Rusty.
Right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. All right, what a great concept. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at charities today, and I was thinking about people. When I say I was looking at charities, this is the time of year when people, even if you can't scrape together a lot, you'll throw some money in the Salvation Army tin, or you'll send a couple of bucks off to whatever your favorite charity is, if you have one, or you'll just see somebody that just strikes you that, hey, I don't have a lot, but then I'm going to put a couple of coins in this guy's jar, or I'm going to do whatever it is. That makes you, I think it's about feeling good when you do something charitable. And somebody sent me a list, and, you know, Stand Up to Cancer, they, as I said, it's amazing what they've been able to do. And who knew, which I didn't realize when they first kicked in, and I remember seeing them in Major League Baseball, that really Stand Up to Cancer was all about all cancers. It wasn't just one particular kind of cancer, as she was explaining, that this was obviously some of the problem maybe over the years, that there was no sharing of information. If you wanted to take cancer in a different analogy, really stretch it, it's just like the intelligence agencies, where before 9/11, remember, there wasn't a lot of sharing going on. Now, all of a sudden, there's more sharing, and we're seeing that because of the cooperation, we're able to stop some of those terrorist threats that maybe we wouldn't have stopped before. And in the case of cancer, as she's saying, now they're able to get closer to cures, and they're sharing information that's helping other people with different kinds of cancer. So, you know, what a great thing that is, because who doesn't want to see, as it's touched so many people's lives, who doesn't want to see that disease eradicated? And it seems like to me, boy, when you talk about cancer, I've seen the 6 degrees of separation with people, and it's absolutely staggering how many people are affected by by cancer. So when you donate this Christmas season, there's some other interesting things to keep in mind. Certainly not with Stand Up to Cancer and what she's saying to do. I think is a brilliant idea. But I got a list that somebody had sent to me from the organizations that we all know, the big ones, like March of Dimes, the United Way, Goodwill, American Red Cross, and a list of where the money was going to, because now that's also the confusion for a lot of people. Well, the American Red Cross, the president and the CEO of that organization, a woman named Marcia Evans, do you know what her salary was for the year? $651,957 plus expenses. Do you think fair or foul? Is that too much? Or, hey, she's running a big organization? Or, it's none of our business? Or, wow, I can't believe that the CEO of the American Red Cross pulls down that much money. The March of Dimes, they call it March of Dimes. You see them all over the place. Sometimes at convenience stores, they'll have jars that have March of Dimes on it and whatever. Only a dime for every $1 is given to the people that they're collecting for. I think that's terrible. They got to change that ratio. They're doing fuzzy math like they're doing in Washington. The United Way, which there's always a push for the United Way. Some companies encourage the people that work for them to be involved in the United Way. And they do good work for a lot of people who desperately need it. But the president for United Way gets $375,000 in a base salary, and then, of course, expenses and benefits and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. And then you have UNICEF. And the CEO of UNICEF, Carol Stern, gets $1,200,000 a year, $100,000 a month, plus all expenses, including a Rolls Royce, less than 5 cents of your dollar that's donated goes to the cause. Ooh, how many people knew that? And then finally, Goodwill, the CEO and the owner, Mark Curran, profits $2.3 million a year. And if you donate, what happens is you donate to his business, and then he sells the items, Goodwill, for profit. So he pays nothing for the products, and he pays his workers minimum wage. That makes sense as to how much money that they're able to pull together. I don't know, something to think about, huh, with some of these lists. Now, to be fair, the other side of the story we don't know is how much money are they raising. It could be proportionate to that, like in the American Red Cross or some of these others. But, boy, it certainly seems out of whack, to be sure. Coming up, we're going to check the mail.
Thank you. What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, will we finally have an agreement in Washington? The Prez and the Speaker of the House met on a cliff somewhere inside of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue on Sunday. No word on the specifics of that conversation other than the Republicans have gone soft on raising taxes on those making $250,000 and above. And the Speaker has already been flame broiled for proposing to raise $800 billion over the next decade by limiting deductions and other tax reform kind of things, you know, loopholes, if you will, or not loopholes, breaks, that kind of stuff, write-offs. I think of them as write-offs. Anyway, on Friday it was looking pretty bleak because Boehner was saying The White House isn't conceding anything. They're not putting anything on the table. So if we're idling at the red light, don't blame us. Blame them. They're not doing anything. Apparently over the weekend that changed, and so the two met. Nothing specific, like I said, came out of it. But reluctantly, it looks like the Republicans are going to agree to raise the tax rate from 35% to 39.6% for 250 and above. So I guess that's the threshold. And what are the entitlement cutbacks? That part we don't know. We don't know how much that is. But I'm assuming that it would be substantial enough for the weakening of the Republican stance of not moving, of not doing that, of saying, look, we took a pledge not to raise taxes, and so we're going to stay with the pledge. But they're not staying with the pledge. So, you know, the question becomes, are we already overtaxed, period, anyway? Isn't there something else we can do? Can't we focus and shift things in a different direction? What really is the best leverage to get here? What's the best road to take? Should we wait a couple of months and wait until the new Congress comes in, because there are going to be some new people that will be part of a Congress this time around? You know, some people that retired and new faces that are coming in. And while the balance is the same, different ideas and maybe a different feel in the House and a little bit in the Senate. I don't think they're going to wait, though. I don't think there's going to be a Band-Aid. For the first time, because I really did initially think that this was what we were going to see, the same old, but it certainly isn't looking that way. So stay tuned for the cliffhanger. We may know something, because if not, in 22 days, all of us are going to see our taxes go up. I keep saying that we are the sweaters. The middle class are the people that are really sweating this out on both sides, no matter what's being said, from whatever point of view, Republican or Democratic point of view. So if, in fact, that's what happens, then the middle class wouldn't be slammed with that higher tax rate. So we'll know. If not, in 22 days, everybody goes up across the board. Everybody goes up. Some of you might be enjoying a little bit of abnormal temperatures, meaning a little bit warmer than usual. In the Midwest, they've got the snow plows and shovels working big time. Minnesota was covered like a blanket plus, like a down comforter, and more because of the snow. They got slammed with snow, 14 inches of snow that continued over the weekend. It wasn't just Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin got a bunch of snow too. Minneapolis, though, they had to cancel flights. They had a bunch of car crashes, over 300 before noon on Sunday. So they had wind, they had snow, and that becomes a brutal combination. You get those blizzard conditions where it's like a whiteout and you can't see, and I guess at times it was reported that it was like that. So with that, you're not going to have flights that are going to come in. They're going to cancel some of the flights, and that was a problem. And maybe it's if you're going the Midwest, probably a good idea to check this week to make sure that the flights are okay. But that's all being cleaned up. You know, in the Midwest, when you talk about people from Dakota, when you talk about Minnesota, when you talk about Wisconsin, when you talk about Illinois, really, snow is a nothing burger for these people. They know how to deal with it. They know how to mobilize. They know how to get it up off the ground. If you had 14 inches of snow in New York, New Jersey, any of those areas, they'd be flummoxed. They would be out of school, the kids, for probably at least 2 days, maybe 3 days. Even though they do have snow plows, they do have the ability to get the snow up, it's still much different for the people on the East Coast, except for when you're talking about New England, versus the people in the Midwest. In fact, the Midwest may be the best at really dealing with the tough weather conditions because they're used to it, so they're prepared for it, maybe more than some of the other parts of the country when suddenly they get socked in by some kind of a blizzard. So a significant amount of snow, but not the most that people in that area have seen, and the cleanup is going pretty well, although it's probably slow going, because when you talk about your nighttime temperatures and then if roads freeze over, that's always the big thing. To me, the worst part about snow is, I love snow, is what comes after it. Are you getting any kind of sleet? Are you getting any kind of freezing rain? What do you see happening on the roads? Does it have snow and then a layer of ice? And then do you have black ice in between that? That's where the danger comes in. I mean, that's where you you cringe when you get in the car and you have no choice because you're concerned about the ice. If you missed this story, good for you, because it's one of these depressing stories out of Ohio, out of Cleveland. And this is from the TSA. A TSA officer was shot by her husband Sunday before he killed himself. This all took place on a parking lot blacktop off-site is where it happened, but near the right there at the airport, near it anyway. So before he turned the gun on himself, the husband fired at a second TSA person but missed. In the late morning shooting, was another one of these homicide-suicide things. They didn't release a bunch of names, but they said that the husband and the wife were separated. What was the motive? I mean, you know, who knows? The wife and the second TSA employee were commuting to work together. So the husband followed his wife, they think, it looks like, to the lot, blocked her in her car by his car, and then started firing, boom, just like that. It's a miracle that the other person wasn't hurt. Just a miracle. And I guess the other TSA person was a guy, but he wasn't involved with her. There wasn't any kind of a romantic liaison, anything going on there. So just a guy who flips his lid, goes after her, and then does this at one of those sites that's really close to the airport where you're getting the ride in. So pretty awful stuff in Cleveland. And how many of these things do we see? It's like I said, what's the scariest thing for any cop to have to deal with? Talk to any police officer, and I guarantee probably 90% of them, maybe even more, will tell you domestic violence. Because you just do not know what you're going to encounter. And so often it ends in a tragedy. And tragedy for the person who intervenes. Like the cop who tries to break it up, who's called to the scene. And then sometimes they're really right in the thick of it. And in this case, he immediately, after he had gotten her, he immediately turned the gun on himself so it didn't turn into one of those kind of things. And who knows if you'll ever really, truly know the motive. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me at americatonight.net.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.